What's going on, everybody? Eddie Greer returns for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer, that's me, of course, here in Manhattan, Kansas, recording this little special here this championship weekend, NASCAR style. We're all about the latest in the world of motorsports, talking about the Kenworth Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three best divisions in all of motorsports. And this is part one of two of the championship preview. Tonight it all goes down with the trucks. I'm recording this prior. Obviously, this is November 5th, 2021. Man, this is the last weekend of NASCAR. Unbelievable. And usually everything ends in about mid-November or even the second week of November, but this is a little bit early, folks. But either way, the end is near, and we have championship contenders to break down. I'm just going to, I could talk at least for two hours. And here, obviously, I will record part two tomorrow, part of the Xfinity Series race. This is going to be just kind of a quick breakdown of the championship four drivers for the Truck Series tonight and then the Xfinity Series tomorrow. And of course, I'll have a further breakdown of a crazy-ass Martinsville race, another one, and a kind of an upset winner on that end. And of course, there's drivers driving for that championship on Sunday. Yes, so just a lot to get to here on this little short episode here for you guys. Just wanted to do something a little special. I know I haven't bring obviously no guest over the past 2 months, but it's just been me. Now the baseball over, and of course I'm gonna have more on the Atlanta Braves in the next episode. And that's part two, but hey, I'm happy, very very happy, and now I probably have a chance to see another one of my drivers win a championship, another championship. We'll see what happens there on that front. But anyway, we're getting put in the cart before the horse anyways. But anyway, Truck Series tonight going down starts the championship triple header weekend. And one of my predictions was wrong when it comes to the, and I remember this clearly because I sat here and recorded that episode where last time I talked to you guys was Zane Smith, again, coming through the clutch. And this guy, last year, came second to the guy who was not able to defend his championship. That is Sheldon Creed, who got knocked out at Martinsville. Had a little spew with Matt Crafton. And, I did not see this race. I was at a K-State football game last weekend. I told you guys this, and I was able to look at some of the highlights in this truck race. Well, this was disgusting at Martinsville. Let's put it that way. It was absolutely disgusting. I can call out a lot of drivers on this one. And so, it's hard racing on Matt Crafton and Sheldon Creed part. They're trying to get in. We've seen this all the time, especially in the Cup Series. Guys try to root guys out of the way for an opportunity to win a championship and whatnot. But Zane Smith, again, coming through the clutch, and I said, literally, that he was going to make it. I should know better than that, so that's all. So chalk that one up to Zane Smith on that one. He definitely deserves it. You get in, you win, you have a chance to win a championship. I mean, I just finally listened to the teardown last night, before I recorded my other podcast. Episode from other podcasts, and they talked about what did you want to do? Was you wanted to be Alex Bowman? having all of them wins and not wishing for a championship, or have a season that Denny's has? And both of the guys, Jordan Bianchi, Jeff Gluck, said that they rather have Hamlin's. And I am right there with them. I'd rather be in Hamlin's position. Oh yeah. Don't worry, I got a lot more Denny Hamlin in part two coming up on this championship weekend preview on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3, later on this weekend. But You know, I'd rather be in Zane Smith's shoes, putting yourself in position and have the opportunity to win a championship real quick this year. Obviously, the clutch win, the only win so far. And remember, Zane Smith finished second to Sheldon Creed a year ago in the championship four at Phoenix. Well, he has a chance to redeem himself and to steal possibly a championship away from the other three drivers. 13 top tens, an average finish of basically 14th. Well, this year for Zane Smith, 131 laps led, three DNFs. This will be his second. Tonight will be his second championship appearance. Obviously made it last year, as I mentioned, and of course, I'm gonna make it two top fives in there as well. Zane Smith, in his career at Phoenix, only one start, and that was that second place finish a year ago for Zane Smith. So that's one of the contenders right there. So Ben Rhodes, your next contender in here. I should start out hot this year. Two wins this year, seven top fives. 15 top 10s this year for the number 99 for Thor Sport Racing. And of course, Zane Smith, he is GMS. I want to make double check my notes to make sure that that is right on that. And it is. So Zane Smith, GMS. Thor Sport Racing has two trucks trying to get to the championship. Well, actually, not trying to get to the championship. Now we're adding championship, trying to win the championship there. So you got at 50% of the field covered here in the talk. When you talk about the championship four guys, Ben Rhodes, average finish of 10th this year, 99 laps. You know, he kind of cooled off a little bit in mid-season form and still kind of has. You know, if I had a tally for everything, yeah, we haven't really seen him, you know, up there a little bit in this form. In his Phoenix stats coming into tonight's championship, six starts. His best finish is fourth. You got to go back to 2019 for that. Two top fives, three top tens, an average finish of 10th, 48 laps led at Phoenix, and of course, a DNF. And yes, he started out the year hot, winning back-to-back wins, and of course, that win at Daytona, and he got to follow up with another one the next week after that. He started out of the house of fire, and then, yeah, like I said, kind of cooled off. And kind of not been really a factor. He's done just enough with the points he's gathered throughout the year. He's done just enough to get put himself in a spot where he can win a championship. So Ben Rhodes can win his first championship tonight. We'll see what happens on that front there. Now, of course, I'm gonna give my championship predictions this weekend on the podcast. So hang tight with that, but Ben Rhodes' opportunity to seal the deal here tonight. We'll see what happens there if he can get the job done on that front. The other half of that equation for Thor Sport Racing, no other than Matt Crafton. It seems like I know he missed one year of the championship four, but it seems like every year Matt Crafton somehow, some way, finds himself in the championship four discussion. And 2021, ladies and gentlemen, is no different than that. And how about this? He won the championship a couple years ago with no wins. And he comes into this race tonight, no wins. Five top fives, 12 top tens this year for Crafton with an average finish of 11th, 19 laps led, and he has only one DNF, which is good for him. He just keeps being consistent and solid every year, and yet put yourself in a business. See, I'd rather have Matt Crafton season two. You know what I mean? You don't win anything, and then you capitalize on other people's mistakes, which he looks to do it tonight again and put himself in a spot where he can do it again. Win a championship without winning a race, and that's a possibility. You know, he proved it. He proved it a couple years ago at Homestead. So again, this guy continues year in, year out to continue to produce and puts himself in a spot. I know he had a little dish up with Creed in late in Martinsville, that whole thing, that's his whole situation. whatever, all right? You put yourself, you scratch, claw, fight your way, you put yourself in this position, and now you're a race away from getting yourself right there. And oh, by the way, he's going for championship number 4 tonight. 3-time champ in a truck series. He's going for number 4 tonight. Unbelievable. His stats for Phoenix here, as I adjust my notes here, 20 career starts. This will be 21 for Craftsman tonight. Best finish, runner-up, second back in 2014. 6 top fives, 12 top tens, an average finish of 10th. He's led 16 laps and 2 DNFs. Like I said, not flashy this year, but here he's come up big in big moments throughout his Camry World Truck Series career, and he looks to do it again tonight. In the last one, of course, the guy who's been kind of dominant all year long up into the playoffs is John Hunter Nemechek, JH, looking for his first championship. 5 wins. That is the most of the championship. 4, 12 top fives, 15 top tens, and John Hunter Nemechek from Kyle Busch Motorsports Media announcement a couple weeks ago that he's going to be back in the truck series for Kyle Busch. Irish finish of 10th this season, 572 laps, leading the field, 2 DNFs. This is his first championship appearance, and kind of like Kyle Larson this year, JH looking to capitalize on speed, looking to get that thing to the championship. And we know Kyle Busch has had multiple championships in his team's existence in the Camry Truck Series. That will be huge for John Hunter Nemechek to get that done tonight. This is his third playoff appearance this season, in his first since 27, his first coming back in 17. Best finish, you got to go back to 8th in both years. Back up on that stat. He first made an appearance back in 2016 in the playoffs, then 2017, and he both finished 8th. Well, he basically doubled that. He's going to finish no higher than 4th, and he got the end of the wrong. He got the end of the raw stick on the whole Austin Wayne self thing on last week. Either it was him or somebody else. I know Terry Down was talking about it. They weren't happy about it. And how many times have we seen non-playoff drivers not know what the hell they're doing out on the racetrack and take a playoff driver completely out? Now, the championship 4, this truck series, right, this is going to be really intense. Last year it came down to a late caution that changed the game. I can't remember who was. I think it was actually Zane Smith, actually. Yes, it was. Zane Smith. Yeah, Zane Smith last year was up front leading the championship 4. I want to say it was him. And the caution came out late because Johnny Creed was, I mean, either it was him or it was somebody else. I think it was him because he was out there out front, and then the caution changed the game late there. Sheldon Creed on a complete mission, rally back to win the championship. We seen that. We saw that twice last year. We'll touch on Austin Cindric here in a moment. But yeah, absolutely. And John Nemechek, yeah, he's been lately. Doesn't really have the momentum. Obviously, getting caught in crashes lately. So this is going to be interesting, really, really interesting. The dominant drivers in the championship 4 all across the board: John Hunter Nemechek, Austin Cindric, AJ Allmendinger. Yep, I'm throwing him in there. They have the defending champion, Chase Elliott. Oh, by the way, defending champ, Austin Cindric, Xfinity, looking to repeat, looking to end his Xfinity career with back-to-back titles. Chase Elliott on the same mission there. Didn't go back to back. So Jimmy Johnson did it. Again, a lot more on that in part 2 coming up. And then, yeah. So, and Kyle Larson for sure, for hella sure on that note. So, but yeah, John Nemechek. Yeah, I mean, Phoenix, 7 starts, best finish, runner up. He's done it twice, 2015 and 17. 2 top fives, 4 top tens. And he has actually the worst average finished of all the championship four guys when it comes to just Phoenix alone. He's going to have to change that. An average finish of 14th, 31 laps led. And if John Nemechek is going to win his championship, he can't have any more mistakes tonight, which is why I'm going to pick the wild card on this one here. And I'm going to go with the wily veteran on this. My prediction to win the K-Roll Truck Series Championship tonight, yeah, Matt Crafton. Yeah. Yes, yep, I went there, I'm going to go there, I feel it, I'm feeling it a little bit. Yeah, Matt Crafton, I think he wins the championship tonight, and I might even, does he win the race? I mean, that's the equation. You're going to have to win the championship to win the race, but in the trucks, we have not seen that develop quite as much. With every year, it seems to be the Xfinity, and the Cup Series Championship plays out, the winner of the championship is the champion. Trucks will not be that same, will not be it that tonight. I think Sheldon Creed's going to be out on a mission. Yeah, I'm going to go as far as say Sheldon Creed wins back-to-back races, but he's not part of Championship 4. And Matt Crafton will win his fourth championship. You heard it here first on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Put it down. So he's going to upset Johan Nemechek. Dominant season comes to a close. That team has no momentum. I think Thorsport can go 1-2. With the 88 and 99. Yep, you heard it here first. So 88, 99 will go 1-2. Got Zane Smith third and John Nemechek. He's gonna find some momentum somewhere. And I just don't think he has it right now. Think Matt Crafton somehow, some way, gets it done yet again. He has too much experience in his position not to. Yes, Zane Smith. I think he's going to give it all he has, but I think it's not going to be enough. He's going to fall short. I think Thorsport is going to go 1-2. Matt Crafton is going to win the championship.
You're listening to the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3.
Championship weekend is on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Eddie Greer here, recording on this early November 5th, Friday morning. Yes, it's the end of the work week, and I still gotta get ready for this. So this is why I wanted to put this together real quick here for you guys here before the weekend. Obviously, I will record part two tomorrow for getting some morning errands done before the K-State KU game. Now, flipping the script over to the Xfinity Series side of things. And we're going to have a lot more on the Cup side. We're having our coverage on that. So stay tuned to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast for that. I'm going to try to get this up here before work, before I go. That's kind of the main mission for me before leaving. So be out and look out for championship episode here, part one of two here coming up. So be out and look out for that. All right, just kind of finish up real quick here. The Xfinity Series. Oh, by the way, FS1, check your time there for that, for the Truck Series Championship there as well. So it's tonight, I believe. I don't have, my phone is charging, so I don't have that with me at the moment. So yeah, you guys are smart enough, at least I hope so, to figure out the time of that. But the championship, the Truck Series Championship, is tonight. Tomorrow night is also two night races, really. So this is an interesting setup here. Two night races. Obviously, tonight the truck race goes down. Then Xfinity Saturday night. And then you have mid-Sunday afternoon is the Championship 4 race for the Cup Series on NBC. I believe both races are NBC. I'll have to double check that. But yeah, you check for yourselves on that one, on that. All right, Noah Gregson. Holy smokes. Noah Gregson, the recent win, just like Zane Smith, Noah Gregson finds his way, and he raced his ass off. I mean, dude raced his ass off. And Bass Pro Shops has two chances to win a championship. First one, Noah Gregson. Obviously, my other guy, Martin Truex Jr., MTJ, also did the same thing. He didn't. I mean, Martin didn't win Martinsville, but he sure hell made a hell of a comeback given his circumstance. Again, more on that in part two. Noah Gregson, 3 wins this year, 13 top fives, 20 top tens. This is the Xfinity preview now of the Dairy Championship for 360 laps. Led, of course, this is his third. He came up short last year. This was the guy that gambled last year, did not pay off late in the, with Cindric coming there to win the championship there as well. He picked up his first win of the postseason at Martinsville, a walk-off in overtime, and 6 top 10s last year in the postseason as well here. His stats at Phoenix, no wins on 5 starts, only 1 top 5, 3 top 10s, average finish of 14th. Yeah, Gregson's going to have to do a lot better than that if he is going to do what Chase Elliott did last year, which was win Martinsville and then win Phoenix to win the championship. Obviously, Gregson almost put himself in that spot. He was not part of Championship 4 last year, almost putting himself in that same spot. So, you know, Gregson's going to give it his all. I'm interested to see really what happens there on that front. I'm excited to see him in the Championship 4. He put it down in overtime there, made a move on the outside of Cindric there to beat him. So if he can, obviously he's going to have to win to deny Cindric back-to-back titles. Oh yeah, he's going to be fun to watch Saturday night. Meanwhile, Cindric, 5 wins this year, 21 top fives, 25 top tens, 1,037 laps led for defending champion Austin Cindric, which he's going to be looking to go back-to-back titles here to end his Xfinity's career. Of course, Cindric, ladies and gents, he will be going to the 2 car of Brad Keselowski, replacing Brad Keselowski next year. The new generation of next-gen car comes out as well. And I mentioned that on part 2 coming up. That will be out. I believe that will be out tomorrow at some point. But we'll set the schedule for the offseason here coming up in part 2. But anyway, Cindric, his stats at Phoenix, he's been absolutely solid. 7 starts, 2 wins, 4 top 5s, 6 top 10s, an average finish of 6th for Austin Cindric. He could put it down. He could end his Xfinity career with back-to-back titles. I don't think it's going to be easy. It's just not. But for whatever reason, that 22 in the Xfinity series, whoever's in that car for the past, 10 years or something like that, whoever is in it, whether it's Austin Cindric or a cup driver or another up-and-coming driver, they're just a rocket ship. They're an absolute rocket ship. So I definitely going to be seeing, Cindric is going to have, it's not going to be easy for him, but I think the other 3 contestants are going to make it real tough for him tomorrow night. But Cindric definitely, I think there's going to be qualifying, if I'm not mistaken, for all these series, and it should, right? You should not be reset in default. And that's the thing is, I think they're bringing back qualifying for next year, which they should, absolutely should. This is me just going off of memory here, but you know, you just can't set it off of standings. You gotta make them earn it, especially, it's gonna be really interesting to see where these contenders all qualify at. It just makes for a very intriguing race, especially you're gonna have at least 1 guy qualify out to the top 10. So that's just going to make it more deserving. You just can't do it. You just got to bring back qualifying. Bring it back. Go ahead and bring it back. Practice qualifying. Bring it all back. And so, you know, it just doesn't feel right that you can put all 4 championship contenders up front. Somebody's going to have to qualify bad, right? So we'll see what happens there. And Daniel Hemric, Joe Gibbs Racing. Oh, by the way, Junior Motorsports car, that's Noah Gregson. Junior Motorsports looking to bring home another title to the Dale Jr. Kelly Earnhardt Miller shop. Meanwhile, Cindric, Penske Racing didn't get it done in the Cup Series. Well, Austin Cindric is the last hope for them in 2021. Joe Gibbs Racing has an Xfinity Series driver in it. Did the championship 4? That is Daniel Hemric. Daniel Hemric in the same limelight. Well, not really. Still, no wins in his NASCAR career, 14 top 5s, 20 top 10s, 615 laps led for the consistent Hemric This is his first, well, actually, this is, oh yeah, this is his third championship four appearance. He appeared in one in the truck championship not too long ago. Third appearance here for him, and Dan Emmerich, he has missed opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to win races this year, especially down in the stretch. He had a chance to win Texas, didn't get it done. Nemechek took that away, had a chance to win Martinsville, caution came out, and for whatever reason, I just don't know. if cautions are come out 80% of the time late in races, that's a good chance of coming out and resetting the field. And Hammer, for whatever reason, in really multiple areas this year, it's an opportunity to finally break through, and it hasn't happened. Well, you know what? This is the right time to do it for Daniel Hemrick. The right time is the right time. And like I said, I'd rather be in Daniel Hemrick's shoes. It relates pretty much to Denny Hamlin and Matt Crafton. I mean, I'd rather be in Daniel Hemrick's shoes, having a chance to win, put yourself in a position to get yourself in the championship four, which he did, and knocked out Justin Allgaier in the process. Wow, that was stunning there to see Justin Allgaier, one of the best to do it in Xfinity when it comes to racing at Phoenix. Hemrick knocked him out of the deal there. Well, actually, Gregson did with his walk-off win in overtime there. So, and I think Zane Smith also won in overtime as well, for that matter. All three races last week went in overtime as well. So you got to play the instances here. If Dale Hemrick is going to win a championship, this would be monumentous for Daniel Hemrick. If he wins the race, it'll be his first win ever in the NASCAR series, any of the NASCAR series, really. And to win a championship, that, I can't imagine that scene for him. But he's going to need a perfect, I think, for at least for one of the Cup drivers, they're going to need to be a perfect race. You can't make mistakes. Obviously, this is a short track, and you don't have time to play around with it. Seven starts for Daniel Hemrick, two top fives, four top tens, and I believe another average finish of 14th here. Let me go up here. That's Cindric, my notes here real quick. Here, yeah, so Gregson and Hemrick have been not so good yet. Gregson recently has been okay there. Hemrick kind of been struggling a little bit there. That's going to need to change for sure if he's going to be hosting the trophy on Saturday night. And last but not least, of course, Call League Racing's own A.J. Allmendinger. Holy cow, he has been absolutely amazing this year. 5 wins this year, 18 top fives, 22 top tens, 422 laps led. Seems to be a little bit more than that when you look at that as well. This is his first championship four appearance. Phoenix is one of those that he's kind of struggled a little bit. He's raced there before. He's had an average finish of 10th for Allmendinger in 3 starts in the Xfinity Series, 1 top 5 and a top 10 finish there as well. And obviously, you know, Matt Colley, Chris Rice and them guys, all about trophy hunting. This would be the biggest one right here for this group. Obviously, they're going to be coming Cup racing next year. Allmendinger coming back to the Xfinity Series. And oh my, would it be something for this organization to win their first championship for all its hard work? You know, Allmendinger definitely is the guy to go up to the plate and hit the game winner for Colleague Racing. So that, you know, that whole story there, Allmendinger's had a tremendous season, a dream season, winning all these races. Of course, taking care of business on the road courses. And then you got to follow that up when winning on the ovals now. So Allmendinger definitely has shown now that he can win at all multiple faces of tracks on the schedule. So I mean, I'm definitely interested to see what happens on that front. And you know, as much this is really hard. This one was really the hardest one to pick out of the championship four. Obviously, my guy, and you know, I'm gonna go with him on in the Cup side on Sunday, but this was the hardest one to pick. Obviously, Senator wants to go back-to-back titles. You want to see Gregson, excuse me, deliver a championship. It will be his first deliver another championship. To Junior Motorsports, Daniel Hemric. That will be, I just talked about that. That will be amazing to see him finally break through. For him, to get his first win there, Asia Omni will be something too. He's looking for his first championship. And with that being said, yeah, I'm going to go with the guys from Colleague Racing to seal the deal 2021 season. I believe it's going to come down to the 16 and 22 for whatever reason. Something, a mistake, a costly mistake is going to happen in this one. And again, it seems to follow the script here. And for whatever reason, my B choice, I really want to see Daniel Hemric get it done. I really want to see it get it done, but he's going to fall a little bit short yet again. He's going to be second to AJ Allmendinger. He will win the Xfinity Series Championship. It'll bring home his first and a first for Colleague Racing. All that hard work. We have seen the groundwork for this organization. I have said this multiple times on this podcast. We've seen the Justin Haley, the Ross Chastain, Jeb Burton finally breaking through, getting a win as well. So I think you're going to have to – the Xfinity Cup race, yeah, you're going to have to win it, win the race to win a championship. I think Allmendinger, with the speed that he has in that 16, I think he's going to get it done. Despite, you know, the 22's dominance at Phoenix, I think he finds a way to get it done. You just can't make mistakes. You're going to have – I think you're just going to maybe have to race clean the entire out. I mean, you have just a handful of laps to get it done. I think Allmendinger is going to win it. Daniel Hemric will be second yet again. This is my A choice, so I'm going to roll with it. Daniel Hemric, I fall short yet again. But again, you heard it here first. I want Daniel Hemric to win it, but I think something's going to happen to him yet again to fall short of that. Austin Cindric will be third. Yep, that's kind of a little bold prediction. Austin Cindric will be third. In it, and then of course that leaves Noah Gregson in there. He too is kind of, I want to see him win it. All these guys want to see him win it, but there can only be one winner. And I got Asia Allmendinger, Colleague Racing, first championship Saturday night, folks. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast championship preview continues with part two coming out. It will be out tomorrow at some point as well. I'll have a full breakdown what took place at Martinsville and give you the lowdown of the four championship four guys as well. Star-studded field. We got star-studded fields all over the place here, and it begins tonight out in Phoenix as well. So, man, a power-packed 30 minutes for you guys here, talking trucks and Xfinity. We're going to have all the recap here. I'm trying to look at my schedule right now to see. I could be back next week or could be the week after. All this is said and done. We'll see. We'll just see about that. I could take a week off, or I could bring on a special guest to talk about the championship for weekend as well. We'll see what I come up with. Then we'll see what I decide after that. So then after that, it could be another week off. We'll just see about how that's gonna go. I'll figure it out as the way it goes. But we're almost to the off season. And I got two down, and you already know who I'm going to pick. So pretty much my picks is already set in stone for championship weekend on that front. So, but we got a lot of exciting racing to come. Phoenix Championship 4 style, baby, it's on its way. Books a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Odyssey. Yeah, we're on that as well, folks, ladies and gentlemen. We're at the end of the season, and we got three more races to decide three champions in the divisions, folks. We're literally going 3-wide with the championship four this weekend. It starts tonight with the Truck Series, Xfinity Saturday Cup Sunday. The championship preview continues, but for right now, Eddie Greer III signing off. This has been another edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast Championship 4. Let's go! We'll be right back.
listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.